Musician Anders Osborne grew up on Sweden's Gotland Island in the Baltic Sea, and as a teenager, he grew restless. So with his guitar on his back, Osborne set out to wander the world. His travels took him through Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, and everywhere he went, his music went with him.
My sweet little baby did me wrong again. Heaven's my sweet angel, spend the night with my friend. Yeah, I got stone drunk and naked, the foolishness won't end. You were in my shoes, which way would you go?
A friend he met while backpacking suggested he visit New Orleans, so he did. And Anders Osborne, like so many others, fell in love with the place.
So we get over the bridge, and here's this city, which I had no idea about. And it was just wonderful, the architecture and everything. And then later that afternoon, I guess I was up in Audubon Park. And I remember feeling sitting by the Mississippi River, and it just felt great. So I wrote a little postcard to my mom and said, I think I'm going to stay here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She still got that postcard.
Anders Osborne traded his plane ticket to Ecuador for two electric guitars, and he's been in New Orleans for about 13 years now. Early on, he watched local greats like the Dirty Dozen Brass Band at the Jazz and Heritage Festival. This year, he's a headliner there. His music, he says, comes to him from all directions.
And then usually it's a feeling, it's a groove, it's a melodic landscape of some sort. It's just something comes out of it when I noodle around and play around and kind of wait for somebody to hand me down something. And then when that gets going, it's a stream of consciousness sort of relationship that I have with my soul.
I can't stand when my baby is gone. She leaves a big black hole in my chest. I miss her, kiss me with her ruby red lips and squeezing them mighty melon, you know what.
You have a song on this new album, it's just fun to say the title, Hootie Cootie Yalla Mama. And did you start out thinking, I just want to write a big, pure, sexy romp song?
No. You just start, that's the same thing there. It's you sit by the piano and start trying to sound like a barrel house up on Basin Street 100 years ago and mess around with it, and then all of a sudden, stuff comes out. I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, hootie, cootie, yalla, mala, set my ass on fire. That's the way my baby makes me feel. Yeah, lordy, lordy, yum is naughty. Hootie, cootie, yalla, mama, that's the way my baby makes me feel. Yeah.
In this song, you have a sousaphone, as you do in a lot of your songs, this big, bad sort of elephant sound laying down the low part. Tell me about how you got a sousaphone in your band.
This guy, Kirk Joseph, he and I kind of just hook up. We're talking, and something just clicked, and I had no idea that he was part of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band at the time. But we start talking, and so I thought, well, maybe I should try him, because he plays sousaphone in a very different way. He sort of approaches it as a bass player, which is what he is. He plays the bass notes.
Love the race, didn't care to win. Yeah, the pressure got to him. People got to soul living, soul living, soul living. You live and learn.
So it was very natural to have him play stuff in, you know, guitar keys and rock and roll songs and make them funky and sort of brass bandy.
There's also a lot of range on this album. I mean, you go from songs that are really richly textured with all sorts of horns and the sousaphone, and then Ash Wednesday Blues, for example, is just you singing and playing piano and the B3 organ.
Hold on, move on, set it straight. Oh, it's too late. This is one hell of a place. We all seem so nervous. Let's do ourselves a service. Stop trying to keep up this pace.
I wrote that last Ash Wednesday, and it was my first Mardi Gras where I had made an effort to not participate in partying and, you know, drinking and stuff, and decided that I didn't want to do that anymore. But when Mardi Gras hits, it becomes pretty lonely. But anyway, so on Ash Wednesday, it was sort of, you know, the calm after the storm, rather. It was just being in this whole scenario of sobriety in not just a town, but a world that is pretty fixated with getting intoxicated in all kinds of ways.
And I keep swimming in this big pond. A little boy who lost his shoes. I feel this dead calm inside the big storm. Living with the Ash Wednesday blues.
You live and have lived for a long time in New Orleans, which is a place with one of the most rich musical traditions anybody can think of. How do you make your music your own, being in a place like that?
I don't really think of it as much as in musical styles as I think about the kind of image that I'm trying to create. You know, you look at all, you paint, and you look at the canvas, the kind of brushes you use, what kind of light in the room you want, and I use the players and the musicians to try to make that happen without dictating to them. But on the opposite, actually, I hand them the raw canvas, and then they provide the paint, and then I use, you know, their colors, and then we paint together.
This is it. You got to help me navigate. I'm living on your love and fate. So let's trust one another. No need to hesitate. Time to move. Improvise. Yeah, let it fall. We got to let the good things rise.
Curious, do you ever try to sing your songs in Swedish?
Not much, but lately I've had a little bit of an urge to. There's certain things that, since I, you know, you grow up with a language and it sits a little bit deeper, and there's certain words, certain phrases, sentences that they mean something different, and I can never find that in English. So sometimes I wrote a song a while back where one verse is, half of it is in Swedish because I can't say it in English. And it's not that I couldn't translate it, but it wouldn't mean anything to me if I translated it.
Huh. What does it sound like?
That verse goes, Gotland, djupt i mitt blod. Gotland, djupt i mitt blod. And then it goes into English after that.
You're talking about where you grew up?
Yeah, Gotland is the place, and then, yeah, djupt i mitt blod.
I'm thinking it's something about being in your blood.
Yeah, can you smell the ocean and the water and the limestone cliffs? Do you feel it?
So. Yeah, I am.
That's it.
Singer and songwriter Anders Osborne from Sweden to New Orleans. His latest CD is called Ash Wednesday Blues.